From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. Republican leaders have abruptly pulled their troubled health care overhaul bill off the House floor. Short of votes and eager to avoid a humiliating defeat for President Donald Trump and GOP leaders, House Speaker Paul Ryan withdrew the legislation after Trump called him and asked him to halt the debate without a vote. Just a day earlier, Trump had demanded a House vote and said if the measure lost, he would move on to other issues. Here in Alaska, House leaders have revamped a proposal for reinstituting a personal income tax. It's part of a broader bill to address Alaska's deficit that also calls for structured draws from Alaska's oil wealth fund to help cover state costs. Initially, the House Finance Committee proposed a tax of 15% of what a person owes the federal government in taxes, or $25, whichever was greater. Committee co-chair Paul Seaton says the revised tax would be based on adjusted gross income. The yearly check Alaskans receive from the oil wealth fund, currently subject to federal income tax, would be excluded from the state tax. Senate leaders have shown no interest in a tax. Business and labor groups are at odds over Governor Walker's proposed workers' compensation reforms. The legislation creates a new definition for independent contractors that would determine whether employers have to pay to insure against on-the-job injuries. Alaska's Small Business Association says the new definition is too narrow for industries that rely heavily on independent contractors, namely construction. But construction workers, as well as a few employers, testified in favor of the new definition in a hearing on March 20th.
Okay, my name is Charlie Young. I am speaking to you today in support of House Bill 79, specifically the part that pertains to misclassified workers.
For the most part, those who testified said the same thing. Some employers purposely misclassify workers to lower their cost of labor and gain an unfair advantage in the bidding process.
More and more, these cheating contractors are winning the bids on projects as I watch the amount of work for me get less and less every year.
The session is scheduled to end on April 28th, but the issue has triggered special sessions in the past. Here in Juneau, a retrial of a man accused of fatally shooting another man in a Mendenhall Valley mobile home park will go ahead as scheduled after a judge rejected the defense's claim that a trial would be double jeopardy. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.